Joe, 7-18 start, obviously not what you wanted. What is your reaction?
My reaction is I'm disappointed. This is definitely not what we expected the first 25 games. I'm disappointed. That's my reaction. We certainly didn't expect to start off like this.
What can you do?
The only thing I can do is get on that phone every day and see what moves I can make to improve our team. I can't play anymore. I can't coach. I can't get on the radio and take your job. So all I can do is my job. And my job is to get out and try to find answers to any of the holes that I see on the floor with our team.
What about your coach?
What about my coach?
Assess how he's done, and there are some, you know, players saying they don't know their roles. You've read all the stuff. You hear it.
All the stuff you hear when you're struggling, and it's to be expected. When you're struggling, nothing looks good. And players, myself, coaches, nothing looks good right now. But you know, the answer right now is not the coach. You know, the answer is we have to play better. We have to close games better. And that takes everybody. That takes the coaching staff. That takes the players. That takes whatever I can do to help. So it's not, we're not looking at any one particular person right now.
Your veteran leadership, Joe, good enough? Not good enough?
Well, when you're 7-18, nothing is good enough. And that, you know, everything's on the table. And like I said, that includes myself, the coaching, players. When you're 7-18, man, you can't point to anything and say it's good enough. It's not good enough.
When you say get on the phones, obviously you've been on the phones. I mean, is it an easy process, a hard process? Are you trying to move people now? I mean, I know you're upset.
Listen, when you are on that phone, everything you're doing on the phone is trying to fill the gaps that you see on your team. Easier said than done, because a lot of times you're dealing with teams that may have the same issues on their team. A lot of times you're dealing with teams that maybe can't take the money. A lot of times you're dealing with teams that they want to dump something that you don't want. I mean, so many things go into the phone call. It's not just picking up the phone, oh, just call this team and get that guy and everything's okay. It's just it's so much stuff you're dealing with. Sometimes you're dealing with teams that are going through sales, and that impacts what you do. So it's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But you know, the reason I was 5 minutes late for this interview with you is because I was on the phone. And so that's what I do every day, man. Every single day I'm on the phone trying to find the right piece for here.
Final thing, are you close to anything?
I don't know. Let me tell you why I say I don't know. Because you can talk to somebody and they say, listen, I'll give you an example. Two conversations I had with teams today say, you know what? That might work for us, but, you know, got to go and talk to the owner, got to go and talk to my head coach, and I'll get back to you. So, you know, am I close? I hope so. I hope so, you know, but those are the answers that you get back.
All right, Joe, thanks.
Okay, all right, Matt.